Good morning, noon, or night, wherever and whenever you are listening to The Shift. I'm your host. My name is Doug McKenty. This 107th episode was recorded on February 2nd, 2020. Today on the program, I'm happy to welcome back full-time organic farmer and part-time historian Dwayne Hayes. His new YouTube channel, The History of Propaganda, includes series such as The House of Truth, From the Embers of War, and The Captains of Industry, which describe the beginning of the progressive movement and its roots in an early 20th century think tank located at 1727 19th Street in Washington, D.C. For nearly a decade, this house was frequented by many now considered the progenitors of progressivism, including such luminaries as Charles Beard, Charles Seymour, and perhaps most famously, Walter Lippmann, now considered the father of modern American journalism. Though progressivism is often touted as a grassroots movement of the common person, struggling to overcome the naturally oppressive and alienating characteristics of a system of capitalism which centralizes the means of production in the hands of a wealthy elite, Dwayne's work provides a mountain of evidence proving direct involvement by the richest of the upper class in the funding and promoting of progressivism from its earliest inception. Dwayne posits through his work that the early progressive movement was born out of a public-private partnership utilizing funding from the so-called captains of industry to infiltrate government policy-making institutions in order to promote a scientific socialism designed to utilize a planned economy combined with social engineering techniques to literally herd the masses in directions favorable to the upper classes. Providing primary source material, often produced by these very figures themselves, Dwayne is able to connect this small group of socialist innovators to elite foundations, perhaps most disturbingly, associations with the round table groups connected to the trust of imperialist magnate Cecil Rhodes are uncovered. This partnership results in the promotion of an Anglo-American establishment seeking to empower the very forces of 19th century colonialism that the modern progressive professes to abhor. Dwayne goes on to reveal through his work a multitude of early progressive talking points that often include many of the policies often blamed on capitalist oppression. He exposes direct connections with this movement and Taylorism, which promoted the creation of the alienating factory system of labor in common use today. Not only that, but the House of Truth series also exposes connections with eugenics, as well as manipulative psychological techniques such as behaviorism in education and propaganda in journalism. Even the early technocratic movement, now threatening to subsume our very humanity in service to a transhumanist agenda, finds its roots among these progenitors to what has become the modern progressive movement. Altogether, this information suggests that progressivism and its anti-free market rhetoric may simply represent an upper-class response to populist and libertarian attempts to curb elite power through a philosophy of decentralization. Is it possible that modern progressives, believing their political philosophy is in contrast to imperial forces seeking to control the masses through capitalistic enterprise, are inadvertently promoting upper-class interests? Can it be that a well-crafted propaganda campaign imposed through effective marketing and ingrained educational practices utilizing behavioral modification techniques have caused many to serve a master they truly believe they are opposing? According to the work of Dwayne Hayes, the answer may very well be yes. Find out more on the History of Propaganda channel on YouTube or go to www.bulletproofpub.com.